You are listening to episode 885. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and get ready to meditate. Or maybe you're going to use the technique you learned today to carry into the most stressful parts of your day when you're being triggered by stress to help you feel calmer and more at peace. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to share with you today the affirmation customized around this week's theme. This week's theme happens to be inner peace. This is a theme by request from listeners who are feeling uncertain as we get ready to cast votes this week for the U.S. president. And if you are from the United States, you know how tumultuous this particular election has been. You might even describe it as horrendous. Well, wherever you happen to be from, I think most people would agree that the world, we're so interconnected right now, but we're going through a lot of uncertainty. And so this is causing a lot of stress for many people, a lot of fear and feeling as though they need to be glued to the news to find out what's happening next and what's going on. So in this week's series, we're exploring ways to use meditation techniques. It's one of the best things you could be doing for yourself right now. You're going to be exploring how to use these meditation techniques to cultivate your own inner peace, regardless of what's going on around you. And I decided to share this series in a way where I reached out to the wisdom of the masters, people who are currently living. Today's master I'll be sharing with you today is alive and well. We'll also be sharing throughout the week people who lived centuries ago, but they had some sort of wisdom to impart in regard to cultivating inner peace. And so our affirmation technique today, every single Monday, I share an affirmation and a mindset that you can focus on throughout the entire week. And this is where you really start to notice the benefits of meditation. Well, the affirmation we'll be focusing on has everything to do with a current thought leader on peace, and that is the Dalai Lama. Now, you probably know who the Dalai Lama is. He's so well known. But in case you don't, the Dalai Lama is the current 14th Dalai Lama, and he is the leader of the Gelug school. It's the newest school of Tibetan Buddhism. During the 1959 Tibetan uprising, the Dalai Lama fled to India, where he currently lives as a refugee. And his mission is to travel the world and speak about the welfare of Tibetans, the environment, economics, women's rights, nonviolence, interfaith dialogue, physics, astronomy, Buddhism, science, cognitive neuroscience, reproductive health, and sexuality. So he is fully involved and engaged in the world. And it's been very interesting researching this series because almost all of the thought leaders I'll be sharing with you this week created their inner wisdom rituals during times of great strife. And so you might think that these leaders created their rituals when everything was nice and calm and they had the time and energy to focus on all things peace and calm. Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. They used these inner techniques as a way to survive the horror and the horrendous events happening around them. And so I think that These are techniques that you can do anytime you feel uncertainty, whether it's in the world around you or in your personal life, maybe your health, or maybe a relationship issue that you're working on. You can use these techniques to give you a sense of inner peace and your own certainty, regardless of what's going on around you. So the Dalai Lama, his main mission in life is to spread happiness and joy. And I took a look at his last post, which was just a few days ago, on his Facebook page. And he says, "I am committed to promoting human happiness, the most important contributing factor to which is peace of mind. And the best way to achieve that is to cultivate compassion. All the major religious traditions advocate love and compassion. Meanwhile, scientists have revealed evidence that basic human nature is compassionate. So there is real hope." And he just recently gave a talk called "The Source of Genuine Happiness" in Milan, Italy. He just did that last week as well. He is on a mission to promote joy and happiness, and that has everything to do with your inner peace and today's affirmation. The affirmation I've selected in honor of the Dalai Lama and his life he's devoted to spreading happiness and standing up for such important causes, even as he's in exile from China's invasion of Tibet so many years ago, he still remains as a refugee in India, yet he still shares his mission of happiness and joy. So today's affirmation is one I'd like you to repeat throughout the entire week when you are faced with uncertainty or fear. Repeat this affirmation. Remember that research shows that it only takes half a second for those around you to absorb your mood. So if you're feeling joy and happiness, others around you are also going to feel this way. And when you notice the fear and uncertainty of others that you may be around, or the news you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching, this is going to cause the same response in you. We're so good at decoding human nonverbal communication, facial expressions. We are able to decode moods of other people as a survival mechanism. So take care what you watch, what you read, who you spend time with, but mostly spread your own joy and happiness. So the affirmation for today that I challenge you to repeat to yourself in the morning when you wake up and at night when you go to bed, those are some of the best times to repeat an affirmation. That affirmation is, "I seek joy first. I seek joy first." This is such an important affirmation because you might think, well, why would I seek this first? Isn't that kind of selfish to seek this for myself first? It's not selfish. It's the most giving, compassionate response you can have to others when they are experiencing fear or uncertainty. So the way we repeat this affirmation is very unique. We always repeat it out loud a few times, and then you repeat it in your natural speaking voice, and then you repeat the affirmation in a whisper, and then you repeat the affirmation moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Finally, you repeat the affirmation mentally to yourself, absorbing it many layers of your consciousness. Now, if you'd like to be guided in a complete meditation where I guide you through this process, because it takes a little bit of time, you can absolutely do that today at sipandom.com. That is my website. It's sipandom.com. And there you can receive 2 weeks worth of free meditations that I release every single day. Just as I release this podcast every day, I record a full guided meditation using the techniques I share with you on the podcast. So we'll just repeat a few rounds using this affirmation so you can kind of get a feel for it and so that you can sit right down in your meditation ritual and repeat it. And remember, everything doesn't have to be so perfect when you sit down to meditate. If these thought leaders we're hearing from this week created world-class inner rituals that people have been doing for thousands of years, that they created and initiated, then surely you can sit down to meditate when you are experiencing fear or pain or stress. Because remember, they created these particular rituals in times that were very unstable and very infused with stress. So you can bring this affirmation with you throughout your day, mentally repeat it during the most stressful times of your day. So repeat it out loud, and then repeat it in your natural voice, and then let's whisper it together. So sit up straight, straighten your spine as you get ready to meditate. Even if you're out walking around doing errands, still straighten your spine. This keeps you more alert. You can settle yourself into your meditation, relaxing your body, closing your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated as they're closed. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. And in a loud voice, engaging the full power of your voice, repeat, I seek joy first. I seek joy first. And just notice how you feel as that settles within you. Now repeat this affirmation in your natural speaking voice. I seek joy first. I seek joy first. Just notice how you feel. Now whisper this affirmation. Just notice how you feel. Now take this affirmation into your meditation, silently absorbing the full effects of this statement. Continuing your meditation, when your mind wanders, bring it back to this technique, or notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, always ending it on a high note. Remember to use this technique throughout your day. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.